Welcome to the Health Unfiltered podcast. I'm Dr. Rogelio Realzola, a PhD in health, exercise, and sports science, a strength coach with over a decade of experience in personal, collegiate, and professional settings, and a sports scientist whose main goal is to use testing and data to maximize your health and performance.
And I'm Brooke West, holistic registered dietitian, practicing the perfect combination of a functional nutrition, science-based root cause approach, and hippie magic, with areas of expertise in women's health and hormones, gut health, and micronutrient balance.
We believe that health is multifaceted, but not as complicated as others make it seem. Our mission is to share what works and what's BS in the health industry, all while having a good time doing it.
Expect us to share everything from new research to tried and true health philosophies to alternative health therapies and the occasional controversial topic. Let's get started.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Health Unfiltered podcast. My name is Ro and I am here with our Costa Rican jungle queen, Ms. Brooke West, if that's still your real name at this point.
Hello. Technically, that's still legally my name, and I haven't gone too far off my rocker where I've like renamed myself like Amethyst or something.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Like Oak Love. You're like, okay. all right. you got West, which is already like a cardinal direction. So, you know, like what Horizon West or something like that would be yeah. It. What's a very like.
I feel strong about it.
Yeah.
What's a Everyone good, like, here renames themselves, and I was it's something I say to my friend. I'm like, man, if I rename myself, like, we need to have a talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I feel like because I kind of poke fun at it, like, there's probably going to be a moment where it's just like, you have to rename yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I will keep you in my phone as Brooke West because there are some people that I know that have gotten married, divorced, and remarried, and I'm like, your last name is your last name. It's just staying that way in my phone. I don't know.
It's like, that'd actually be kind of funny, like an experiment. Like, who do you have faith that their marriage is going to survive or not? Like, do I really need to waste the thumb energy to change the name? I don't know.
I'll set a reminder for 5 years from now and we'll see. Yeah. Oh man. That's a good faith test there or whatever. How are you doing today?
I am good. I'm feeling good. Rainy season is starting, so it's always really refreshing. I actually really like rainy season here, so I'm feeling really good. It took me a while to get grounded back from some travel in the U.S. That was a lot. That was fun. But I'm back in the jungle and really happy that rainy season is here.
Well, yeah, it's raining a lot here, and it's messing up everything. So I'm like, oh, if we could just get like right to drier days, that would be nice. We had like a 5-hour rain delay the other day, and I was like, this is just the way the sport works. We're just gonna wait it out and hope we play. We did.
And you
end
have
up
to
playing.
Be there for every single home game, correct?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I mean, could be worse, I guess, in that you have to. And I say worse, people really love that part of their job as well as like traveling to every, obviously, away game. But yeah, it can be a lot for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to really like sports. I would not be a happy camper in that situation.
Yeah, I think you have to. Yeah, I guess I'll just keep my mouth shut in case anyone listens to this. I do love my job though. I'm back in Baltimore now. We were just talking off air about how different it was just being home and being like, you know, I lived in a hotel room for 42 days. And so it's like, oh yeah, I could just kind of put my clothes wherever. You know, I didn't really eat in the room or I didn't cook anything. And then most of my meals, if not all my meals, were cooked for me. So I got home and I'm like, who's going to do my laundry and stuff, you know? Turns out it's me. Turns out it's part of living a normal life again. So shout out Casey for not blowing her lid and being like, it's time. It's time for you to to be a partner again. She's kind of like, I'll give you some time to debrief, and then okay, now I need you to vacuum. And I'm like, okay,
back to reality. Here's the chore wheel, buddy.
I'm like, dang, you know. And that's also, I guess, a positive of like traveling with the team, is that you're like, oh, I just have everything done for me all the time. But you know, I would much rather be with my person in my home, for sure. So it's a blessing and a curse, and you know, however you want to think about it. But I like where I'm at in life, I guess. But yeah, nice. Yeah, I'm happy. I don't even know how to go about like talking about this. It's kind of we kind of talked about it off air, and then it was like, wait, shit, let's just pause this and actually start the episode.
I'm a little scared you're gonna cry, and like I'm not sure if I should bring in like the bagpipe funeral music, you know?
No. I won't cry. But you know, after 3.5-4 years, it's, you know, 2020 is kind of when we started this podcast. Brooke and I have been talking over the past couple of weeks, and I think our lives are going in really exciting directions, and it's just becoming one of those things where, not that it became like a hassle, I mean, I guess I can't speak for you, but it wasn't like a hassle or a nuisance, but it was like, oh man, that's like another thing I have to devote energy to. And like, I love the creativity behind it. I love being able to speak. I love being able to have like, you know, conversations about it. But our schedules have gotten so weird and wild. And then what we do and want to do have also like changed a lot. And it's just kind of like, hey, do you have time? No. Okay, I'll do this. Hey, do you have time? No. Okay, I'll do this. You know, and it just kind of seemed like a natural like end to be like, hey, this has been like really great and I've enjoyed a lot of it. And, but I think it's just time to, you know, at least this chapter, kind of put a close to it and put a nice little ribbon over it and be like, yeah, like we did that. It was a big part of our lives for 4 years. So that's what this episode really is.
I got really sad when you compared it to putting a pet down.
I feel like I'm putting a pet down.
Oh yeah, my God. Yeah. Because to me, I came and I was like, I'm coming into this conversation actually really energized because... which I don't know what that says about me, but I'm like, because my train of thought is, you know, so much behind the scenes has shifted from when we started. Like, oh, yeah. If you think back to the person you were even October 2020,
yeah,
you know, like that's crazy.
Yeah.
And so it's really cool to see how much we've grown and how much what we do and where we're putting our time and our energy and our creative power, like where that's going. Like, I think it's really cool. And I also know for me that when I close chapters, like with love, right? Close chapters, I know that there's something really cool that's going to get birthed out of that space. And I know for me, I've been really, really overwhelmed time-wise because there's so many different things going on behind the scenes. I travel a lot more. I'm starting to help with different events and in-person mm-hmm. retreats, and I love it. I love being around people again and experiencing that connection in a way that you just can't get behind a mic or behind a screen or a freaking Instagram. And I'm really energized by it, and it's made my schedule nuts and like especially packed with your like professional sports, which is none of it's normal.
None.
We live very non-traditional, somewhat chaotic lives, but we both thrive in it somehow.
Because we're psychotic. Yeah.
So, yeah, we're built for this. Shit. Thanks, mom and dad, for the drama.
Yeah, something.
JK, love you guys. Yeah, so I think it's kind of really exciting to me in that way of like, oh, like this was really rad. We did the thing. And it was funny to we're going to have 123 episodes over the 3.5-ish years or whatever.
Yeah.
So like that's really cool to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's I think, you know, I'd say it's like putting down a pet, right? Because it's sad because it's like, you know, it's like, oh, your pet would always come in and like, oh, every week we knew that we had this or I had to work on this. But I also agree that like it is exciting because like at least on my end, like I know I still want to create I still want to like work on things, but it's like, okay, now I can put more energy into like my own business or maybe something else. And like, you know, I'm very much a never say never kind of person. Like I could next week be like, hey, I'm starting a different podcast, right? I definitely don't want to do that. But like you said, it's just something, I know something else is coming. And like, maybe it is through the same like medium or like videos, or if it's just like, hey, through Instagram, I just want to connect more or less, right? It also could be that I'm like, oh, I just can turn something off in my brain and I can relax a little more. Like,
yeah,
both of those things are good. And I think like if we ever started this podcast with the thought of like, and we didn't like, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to make money, blah, blah. Like it always was just like, hey, we're already talking shit about the health and wellness industry. We already have our own ideas and like, screw it. Let's just, as three friends, like talk about it and like, and give this free access to ourselves and our thoughts and to people. And so like, that's also why, like, I don't feel terrible because I'm not like, oh man, like a main source of income or like something is lost. It's just like, nah, I still hold these ideas and I'm still going to talk about them, but it'll be done in a different way. But that kind of brings me to something that we were talking about off air as well, where you were like so much growth has happened in like, we'll call it the public eye, right? Cause like it was always, hey, what's new, you know, on Instagram, you're posting things and, like who, like you said, who we were 4 years ago is like wildly different. And I think if you ever were like, hey, let me just go and binge from episode 1 to 123, you'd be like, these are wildly different people now, you know? Like, and that's also like, it's just crazy. Like you said, you wanted more space just for yourself. And I think that's really what this is. It's like, hey, there's only so much you can give. And like right now I want to give to other things.
Yeah. It is weird. Like it's also weird when you run an online business and you're providing a service, like you're the brand.
Yeah.
People need to get to know you. It's so interesting and it's really nerve wracking and you really get faced with a lot of your own core wounds. Like, don't start a business unless you really want to do like some inner child healing for real. And for me, it's been such a portal. And yeah, I'm sure you could go back to like some of the early episodes and you could hear me drunk off a tequila cocktail.
Yeah,
right. And then here I am now, right? Like there's a really big fucking difference. Okay. Yeah. And it's been interesting to go through this huge process that's happened for me through social media and on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And like giving people a little bit of insight into my life. And I've never shared everything and I've certainly kept certain things sacred, but it is kind of exhausting.
Yeah.
So I know, you know, when we were talking behind the scenes, I was like, I'm going to give myself a year to really share what I believe is, you know, truth and important message when it comes to holistic health and healing, that's very different from nutrition or things that it was once rooted in.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to decide whether or not I want to disappear off the internet or not. Because
it's such a crazy thought, even though like the internet has not been around for forever, you know, it's like saying, oh, I'm just going to stop breathing. Like what?
There's just something about it. I think like I was reflecting and I was journaling before we got on air and I was like, my favorite moments and my favorite conversations are the ones where phones are off inside and I'm out in nature and the only witness is me and a person and the tree and the river. And like, those are the moments that I'm really living for right now that like my soul really needs. Yeah. Like I am in a deep state of like needing rest and very tired. And so I want to make space for those kind of things, you know? who knows? I do think this will, like you said, like give me more time to show up and share on Instagram and be more present in my business in that way. But also, like, I just want to freaking like get out there and like live life and not feel like my whole schedule is on a phone or on a screen. A big part of why I stopped one-on-one coaching, I don't take one-on-one coaching clients anymore. I have week-long intensives with lab testing or it's programs. Because I get to spend way more time offline and just in the creation process and like other things that are really lighting me up right now. So I have no idea where this like metamorphosis is going. Yeah, but like I do think that time offline is going to be a piece of it for me.
For sure. Yeah. And it's just I love the thing you said about like, you know, being beholden to the phone or being beholden to the schedule that we set. Right. I think. You know, when you have a job or like if you kind of work a classic 9-to-5, like things are like, I know I go to work from 9-to-5. I get my weekends off. I get 6 weeks of vacation, like whatever it is. And I get to pick and choose. Like even in our kind of crazy non-traditional jobs, whatever you want to call it, like there is less time for that because there is no like, oh, these times I'm off or like away from the team or whatever. And then you compound that with, oh, every week we have to put out something. So if I'm going to be gone for a month, now we have to make sure we have 4 weeks worth of something. And some of that was like, oh shit, okay, like I'll do the snack this week, even though it was supposed to be your turn or like whatever. Or hey, we were supposed to do this, but we kind of pivoted and it'll be very, I think because I like chaos, right? I'm going to for sure miss like that, but it'll be nice to read something and like create it and not have to be like, ah, this has to be out this week. But I can like, oh, I can like, you know, take a little more time, maybe write about it or like, or maybe just do fucking nothing with it. And be like, I learned that and I left it in my brain, right? Like, so yeah, I mean, it's exciting. It's definitely a different mix of emotions, but at the end of it all, like it is great and cool to say that I built something with, you know, two of my really good friends, my best friends, and we got it to this point, and now it's like we can, like I said, tie a bow on it and be like, that was good. If I ever get an itch, I can go and listen to myself again. Like it's still gonna be alive somewhere on the internet. But yeah, it's just that. And, I just wanted to make sure that we had like a final episode to like really say thank you to friends, family, strangers who send me memes all the time still. And I'm like, wow, I don't know anything about you, but you feel connected to me enough to send me this meme or what are your thoughts on this and blah, blah, blah. And I think that's like, that's what I like loved about this was that like people, for whatever reason, trusted me enough to be like, here's this simple thing that made me think of you. What are your thoughts on this? I'd like to hear whatever. And it's just like, it was always like my little gift to the world. And I still want a gift and maybe in different ways, but really just wanted to say thank you to those people that tuned in every week or every now and then. Maybe they'll catch up 6 months from now and they're like, wait, this podcast isn't going on anymore. Like, yeah, thanks for keeping up, but just 6 months late, you know? It's been really cool. And I'm gonna miss that for sure. But I also do not plan on disappearing from the internet. I love the internet for all of its faults and all of its like great things and how it can bring a bunch of random people together. So I hope that I'm still connecting with people there and getting things sent my way so I can laugh or be annoyed or both.
Yeah, I echo all the things you said. This has been a really interesting experience. And from the start, it was about connection, you know, in a time where shit was rough in the world. And, you know, we really always wanted to approach it as like, this is our gift to share what we're learning, to share our perspective. Someone can take, you know, some of these episodes, there's a lot in there. You can like, It's like getting your PhD on some topics. And it's also like, here's all the stuff you can use to transform your life. And that was really always our intention. We never took on a sponsor, no matter how many times freaking Athletic Greens emailed us.
Yeah.
Fair. You know, like we never did it. We were like, no, this is not an alignment. Please.
Let me take some money, please. Yeah.
You know, and I you know, I'm going to keep creating and at least for now, still on the internet. And I know that we're all still going to be around. And I also want to thank Nicole, who's not here.
Yeah.
For being like a really big part of coming together and the trio really bringing this to life. And I really want to thank you and both of you for being so patient with me always and loving every evolution of me and my growth.
Too many.
Sometimes maybe with like a little judgment, but like that's okay. It was like a healthy amount of judgment. So thank you. And pretty soon we're going to be together dancing at your wedding and it's going to be great.
Man.
And and I'm going to change Casey's name in my phone because I believe in you guys.
Good.
But this will not be the end of collaboration or Brooke or Roe or Nicole either. But just a goodbye in this form.
Yeah. The health host will live on forever, which is nice. But yeah, that was really sweet of you. And now I'm like, oh, well, we got to get off soon before I start to get emotional. So
before his allergies start to pick up right in his eyes, corner of his eyes.
No, it's just this thing when I get sad sometimes, like my eyes water. I don't know what it is, but it's not crying.
I don't think it's contagious. It's
fine. Yeah, don't worry about it. And I, you know, I want to. Well, shit. Now that you thank me, I'm like, ugh, I guess I'll thank you, but like not in like a now I have to way. But yeah, it has been. I mean, you guys were around for Mississippi State, which is like just the worst time. We can all agree on that. And sometimes when I felt like you guys were living your lives and like, you know, starting businesses or whatever, and I was like, wow, I'm still stuck in school, even though I was putting myself through it, right? You two were like a consistent, like, hey, like, you know what you're doing. So like, just keep doing it. You have your reasons and very supportive the whole time. And I think that's like what you said, it was when we were trying to connect during a time where there was nothing, like, hey, you got to stay home. Sucks to suck. If you go outside, put on a mask, and you're like, wow, everything about this world sucks, you know? But it was just like a way to at least weekly connect with people who were in very different places and just talk. And then it kind of turned into this whole thing. So yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be here without you guys and I wouldn't be here without you. So thank you. Thank you to that. And yeah, I'm happy that this is like, you know, it's not that it was like we broke up on bad terms or anything. It's just like, hey, we're just really excited about other things in our lives and it's a good time to put it to rest. So yeah.
Man, this whole time was this podcast an emotional support podcast for all of us through
Life's gonna turn real shitty.
They're like, wait, what am I gonna talk to this about? Like, we're ready. Yeah, yeah. Nicole is living her best life in Scotland
now. Yeah, that's
like,
fair.
We're ready.
For like 3 months or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, she did it right. She was like, ah, I'm ready to leave now. And we're like, no, we still got a little more to give. And then we're like, okay. Yeah. The self-care queen. And we were still like, no, we still need a little more support from each other. But yeah, I mean, I don't want to drag this on more. I think I've said it all. I need to say thank you for 123 episodes. Thank you for listening from literally all over the world. That's what I think is the coolest part. And for sometimes sharing our weird messages and, you know, things that we strongly believe in. So yeah, just wanted to say thank you to everyone.
Yay. Thank you.
Oh, tough. All right, Brooke, for the last time, would you like to do the honors?
Oh, yes, I would. Cue that music.
Man. All right. Peace out, everyone.
Love y'all. Thank you for listening to the Health Unfiltered podcast. Make sure to follow us on your favorite podcast platform, rate the podcast, and share this episode.
Connect with me, Dr. Alzola, on Instagram @ROI Health. For more details on all things sports and human performance coaching, visit getroihealth.com.
You can find me, Brooke West, on Instagram at westnutrition.co. For all the ways we can work together on nutrition and holistic health, visit westnutrition.co.
And don't forget to send us your epic questions of the week on Instagram at healthunfilteredpod. Catch you next time.